Welcome to your five for the day. What a funny bunch of people we are. We make such a big thing of the new year as it approaches, with in some cases millions being spent to see in the new year. But once it is here, we resume life just as it was in the previous year. Probably any New Year's resolutions you may have made have all been broken, again, and you have long forgotten them anyway. For some, however, the new year brings significant changes. Over the recent weeks, you may have had to bid farewell to a loved one. For others, you may have started a new job or a new course with all its challenges and be still feeling uncertain or insecure. Some of you may have married recently, so the new year has brought a time of adjustment to your lifestyle. In some cases, a new baby may have joined you and your world has been turned upside down as that little bundle of joy dictates your daily life. For Christians, each new year, each new day, to quote an old-fashioned hymn, brings us a day's march nearer home. Those words may sound quaint to many of you. One picture of the journey of life is taken from a military setting of marching along each day. Again, the Bible speaks of heaven as a home. Put the two pictures together, and we get the idea conveyed by the hymn writer as he speaks of a day's march nearer home. Many people see home as a place of welcome, safety, security, and peace, a place where you are loved and cared for. All of these ideas are bound up in the Bible's representation of what heaven is all about. If that is the case, then if we are all on this march, no matter who we are, how old or young we may be, whatever may be the state of our health or wealth, we are heading for somewhere. But where? For the Christian, the believer in the Lord Jesus as their Saviour, we are heading for home. The wonder of this truth is that no matter what comes our way, we have a loving Father waiting for us and an equally loving Saviour walking with us along the journey. A verse from the Bible which has helped me cope with the many twists and turns along the journey of life is, "My times are in His hands." I was urged to come home by my neighbour one Sunday night when I was halfway through preaching my sermon. I found an ambulance waiting outside my house with my wife being carried into it, having suffered a heart attack. As I followed the ambulance with its lights flashing and siren sounding on its way to Morriston Hospital in Swansea, I could only pray for my wife and commit her into the hands of our God and Father. Thankfully, she recovered and was able to return home again in due course, somewhat shaken, but thankfully with a reprieve on her life. Just another blip along the journey of life. The underlying confidence I had, however, as I followed that ambulance was that if she died, then in the words of Scripture, she would be absent from her body and immediately home with her Lord. As we move through another year, we know not what tomorrow may bring. But if we have trusted Jesus as our Saviour, then our trust is in the one who holds the future in His hands. Trust Him today, and know daily the peace of God in your heart, which is better than understanding the reason why. May the Lord bless you and help you to take this step of faith. Thank you for joining us today on your Five for the Day.